in your family? What kinds of trauma and stress have you faced in your life? What are all the physical symptoms you're experiencing? What forms of treatment have you tried? Do you self-medicate? It may take several sessions for a therapist to feel they understand what makes you tick. Through this process of listening and learning, the therapist is trying to assess whether you have an emotional disorder, personality disorder, or any type of dysfunctional thought pattern. He or she is also developing an awareness of your strengths, resources, coping skills, and what support structure exists around you. Be patient during these initial stages of therapy. You may know less about yourself than you think. And the process of getting to know you takes time and the benefit of professional training and insight. When the evaluation is complete, the therapist may recommend a variety of psychotherapeutic techniques. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is the psychotherapeutic foundation of successful intervention for many conditions. The purpose of CBT is to resolve inhibitions, desensitize fears, and increase assertiveness. Ultimately, CBT allows the patient who has misconceptions and distorted thoughts and beliefs that fuel his or her anxiety to finally see the world accurately. Here's a brief explanation of how CBT helps specific problems. Stress and adjustment disorders. CBT teaches stress reduction techniques and asks the patient to keep a daily log of stress precipitators. It teaches early recognition and removal from a source of stress before full-blown symptoms of anxiety occur. Role-playing is sometimes used to help teach a new behavior response. Phobias. Systematic desensitization is a technique especially designed to decrease the patient's reactivity to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?